producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I want to be clear, Congress still needs to act. The folks in this room will not rest until Congress does. Because once Congress gets on board with common sense gun safety measures, we can reduce gun violence a whole lot more.
The president talking about executive actions in play now at an emotional press conference, if you will, in Washington. Thursday, there's a town hall meeting on CNN. Republicans vow to put the brakes on what the president is asking for. The president emphasized that it's not a gun grab. He believes in the Second Amendment, but that it's about background checks and things that will make the nation safer. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This is where we start, because guns are emotional in general for many, many different reasons. Congress has removed occasional sales, meaning sales not made by full-time dealers, from the burden of obtaining federal licenses and from conducting background checks. The president is saying that stops now. That can't happen. Close the loophole. It goes to the Constitution and whether or not what is being proposed as these executive actions are rolled out will actually hold up during challenges, because there will be challenges, and we already know that. So I did a quick check today. Samplings across the nation, tuning in. There's a great app you can get. It's called TuneIn. In fact, America Tonight is on TuneIn. So if you're traveling or you missed a show or you just feel like checking in, if you go to TuneIn, you type in America Tonight, then you can catch the show from wherever you are. So anyway, I did the TuneIn thing, I'll say, and got a sense of what people were thinking as to whether or not the president was being helpful with these executive actions or harmful. And does he want to disarm America? And if we were ultimately disarmed, which I say is an impossible task anyway, but let's just pretend for a second, if that were to happen, would we see murders go down? Would we see break-ins go down? What would be the deterrent for somebody who wanted to, who had a gun illegally or however, who wanted to invade someone's home? What would be the deterrent? Somebody, in fact, this happens probably to me once a week, so I won't even say it's a somebody. I say in conversations it happens once a week. When somebody finds out that I'm living in Texas, they'll say, oh, well, we know you're safe, because nobody in Texas is going to put up with that nonsense. So that's my question to you. What is the right answer here? What is the right thing to do when it comes to guns and America? Let's go to Izzy. She definitely has some feelings on this. Hey, Izzy, how are you? Back again, bouncing back from Malta. I love it.
Yep, two more nights, and then I'm gone.
Oh, sadness.
Anyway, I just want to say real quick to Melissa in Mississippi, so not boring. And when she was talking about the research she has been doing, I thought, can we clone this woman? We need several
more. I know. I loved it.
Really. Not boring at all, Melissa in Mississippi. And I love listening to her laid-back way of speaking, because you know me, like Dan, we get a little rowdy.
Yep.
Who is this
Ivan? I like that shout-out.
Who is this Ivan creature? Because he and I have studied different constitutions.
I knew it was a perfect setup for you. Yes.
I was going to start throwing. But on the gun thing, yes, Obama does want to disarm America. That's part of his marching orders. As I call him, the bought and paid for person in the White House.
Yeah.
I've never once uttered the word president for that man. Not once in all his time. But, yeah, he wants to, I mean, he's gotten his marching orders, and it's an impossible task, not in America. There are way too many guns, and if he wants to be the legacy of the next Civil War, have at it, because we'll make the first one look like a piker. Seriously. The American people, enough people fed up right now that absolutely will not tolerate losing their guns. And there's so many out there. Oh, my God, how are you going to do it?
You
one of the big issues here is, if you've ever had an antidepressant, for whatever reason, even going through the grieving process of losing a loved one, or like me, I can go into depression for 6 months if I lose one of my cats. Seriously, I prefer my pets over humans, but say you got 20 milligram of Zoloft to get you over a hump. Now, on the S list of Social Security recipients, and that's a crock of crap. For him to do that, I mean, people do get depressed over the course of a lifetime.
I agree.
And to for the government to go through people's medical records to find, oh, my God, she had Zoloft 5 years ago. Nope, she can't have a gun. Is that not insane?
Yes. That was to my point of how can you regulate that? You can't. It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, they're going to try.
Yeah.
And this year is going to be one hell of a year because he's going to do everything in his power with his little old pen to dismount what's left of America. And people like Melissa need to start researching and figure out what is going on, because she's right. The states have and the citizens have the availability to stop this nonsense. They actually do. I mean, it's in the Constitution. It's also in every state constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I think there's 34 states that want to go to a convention. They need two more or three more. I've forgotten. I think it's 36. If that happens, then we're in for some hard times, because I'm not a believer in messing with the Constitution, other than I would change the length of time a Supreme Court justice could stay in office. When that was done, that was wrong. No Supreme Court justice should be able to stay there for a lifetime. That is the only thing I would change, but the rest of it, no. And by the way, it is not fascism to restrict immigration. I heard that comment, and I'm like, what? And Islam's not a religion anyway, so let's get off that. It's not a race either. They're hollering. Yeah. Constitutional law is very strange these days.
I agree with that. It's about the interpretation as to what you want it to mean. I think that is what's going on. There's a slew of constitutional lawyers who can ultimately, as Izzy knows, set you up for, you know, whatever it is that you want to hear. So she makes some really good points. Thanks, Izzy. Oh, do we miss her voice on this show? And see, right away she pointed out Melissa because she heard Melissa, which was great. And there are states' rights, and there are state constitutions, and there are...
You have it done!
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Tonight, Kate Delaney, happy to be hanging with all of you across this fabulous nation. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to hit the mailbag, but want to make sure that you know that Kim Jong-un, that he decided he was going to test a hydrogen bomb. The UN is all a Twitter with what's going to happen here, what they're going to do. They're calling a special session. The thought is, oh, sanctions, 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 but I don't think Kim Jong-un is worried about sanctions. The other big buzz in the backyard is executive actions from the president on guns, and is it constitutional, and what does it mean for you and me, and what will the challenges be, certainly. And then there is this push by the Pentagon, there's been a lot of conversation about this, for some presence, U.S. presence, for the foreseeable future at Bagram. Think of Bagram, you know, Air Force Base. And they had a brutal attack. U.S. troops had to be evacuated after a massive firefight in Afghanistan. I think that what happens is, some of us forget, you know, we still are having some just absolutely incredible life and death situations for the people who are serving still in the quicksand of the Middle East, and whether they're trying to help foster military troops to be able to do what they should be able to do on their own in Afghanistan, or helping the police force, it still is a far cry away from where it should be, which is why there were many more troops called in to try to expedite that situation and, frankly, have the Afghanistan troops trained the way that they need to be trained. On that note, many of you sounded off on a plethora of things, so let's head to the mailbag.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
The mail is here.
Oh, I guess it's mail time. All right, so we go to our first email. This one is from Affluenza. Hi, Kate. Have you been following this story about this teenage punk and the fact that he lawyered up and he's trying to get help? What a snot-nosed brat. Even the term affluenza makes me sick when it comes to this kid who is literally getting away with murder and then, to boot, decides he's going to go off and do whatever he feels like doing. What a crying shame that is for families who shouldn't have had to bear witness to him. Yeah, he hired the same lawyer as Tamaresi hired. Remember the Marine who had problems in Mexico back in 2014, who unintentionally went into Mexico and he had three firearms and, you know, we know what the outcome of that was. Well, Ethan Couch, who is the affluenza dude who used that as the defense in the drunk driving accident, hired Fernando Benitez, who is a mega high-profile lawyer in Tijuana, to help him out. Couch has been on the run since November after violating, supposedly, his parole. And what happened was that he went to Mexico, they believe, with his mother, and they investigated whether he had violated his probation. They were both taken into custody, mom and affluenza, after a phone call for a pizza delivery led to their capture. You got to love that. Oh, we're in Puerto Vallarta. Let's get a pizza. Whoops, we got captured. Ridiculous. Again, I think of the families. I mean, I think of the fact that this kid gets fast-tracked, and so he doesn't care. And that's, again, why he's in this situation now. All right, let's move on to something else. This one is from Jennifer. Hi, Kate. Like the show. Just started listening a couple of months ago. Really, really, really love the fact that you're doing this show. I don't know if you're a fan of country music, but did you hear the story about Craig Strickland? It was very heartbreaking, to say the least. I wasn't expecting that outcome. And I just send prayers out to family and friends of Craig Strickland. Yeah, he's a singer, and I guess he was out hunting with a friend, and he was found in some thick bush and a heavily treed area. His body was found. He had camouflage on because he was hunting and hunting gear on. He's a lead singer of a band called Backroad Anthem, a popular band, by the way, and he disappeared a couple of days after Christmas while on this duck hunting trip with a friend. The boat capsized. It was bad weather. The boat capsized, and they found his friend. His buddy was with him, and they recovered his body from the lake, and then they found Strickland, who apparently had gotten out of the boat and tried to, you know, got to land, but died of hypothermia is what they're saying. So the singer's wife shared the news on Twitter because there was so much concern and an avalanche of, you know, people who wanted to know what was going on with this country singer, Craig Strickland. She did say, on her tweet, there was not a more peaceful way for him to go into the arms of our Lord, and I know your prayers had a role in making that happen. So, you know, how about that? That's, boy, that's got to be rough to hear that news. But then again, he was missing for all this time, so then there was massive concern. And then the thought was, because of the weather, that's tragically what happened there. All right, this one is from Jake. I mean, you guys are all over the map today. And Jake says, Kate, I love the fact that Donald Trump is going after Ted Cruz and trying to rake him over the coals for the Canadian birth certificate. I don't think anyone cares about the birth certificate thing as far as it's concerned or attached to Ted Cruz, Canada, Schmanada. I don't think it really matters. I don't know that I would vote for Cruz. I don't dislike Cruz. But I think if Trump is trying to discredit him, his shot missed, if you know what I mean. Yeah, he's going after Cruz. He's going after Rubio. I think anybody that gets close to the numbers, that's probably what you're going to see now more than, you know, anything else. Got this one from Mark in New York. Mark in New York says, hi, Kate Delaney. Long time, no talk. I have been crazed for the holidays, but I just sent you this quick email because of hearing of a test of a hydrogen bomb. Is it true that North Korea tested a hydrogen bomb? Well, it's true if you talk to Kim Jong-un, the dictator. They're having an emergency meeting at the UN. They're talking about the fact that this bomb that was developed is miniaturized. But what does that mean, miniaturized? And what does it mean, a successful test? Kim Jong-un has been dying to get a seat at the biggest table he can and have the best weapons around him, so I'm not completely shocked by that. But the success, if there was a perfect success, what does that mean? And where do they take it next? Where does this end up? And I would say it's disconcerting to say the least when you think of how powerful a hydrogen bomb is. I'm going to sneak in one more. This one from Paige. Hi, Kate. Hope you're doing well. Did you see that Camille Cosby is not going to have to be deposed in the case of a defamation by seven accusers against Bill Cosby, her husband? I did see that. And the woman who filed the suit says she definitely has a leg to stand on. So we'll see what direction the Cosby case twists into. Last week, a federal judge in Massachusetts denied a motion by Camille Cosby to quash the deposition. But she doesn't have to worry about it now. This hour's up. Thank you, you and you, for all of your time and listening to him.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Obviously, we've been talking about Russia and Vladimir Putin, especially with something that just happened a few days ago, really actually into last week. And then, of course, Saudi Arabia and Iran and this massive standoff. And what does it mean for the United States? We've got Herb London with us. He is the president of the London Center for Policy Research. Herb, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
It's my pleasure.
So let's talk about Russia first, because I think a lot of people don't realize what happened. And what happened was the United States for the first time was named, according to Russia, as a national security threat. Wow! That shows you just how awful the relationship is between Russia and the West and how horribly deteriorated it's been. You know, I think of leaders in the past like Ronald Reagan, who would be turning over in his grave to find out where we are now when it comes to Russia. So talk about this document that actually listed the United States as kind of an enemy.
Well, listed as an enemy. Moreover, what has now happened is that Putin has made himself into the hegemon in the Middle East. The United States, with its withdrawal, is no longer a factor in Middle East policy. And in fact, one could even argue that the Russians are now dictating foreign policy to the United States. Let me give you one instance of this. In 2011, when the civil war in Syria began, President Obama said, Assad has got to go. In 2013, when there was incontrovertible evidence about the use of poison gas, Obama said, Assad must go. Now, if you listen to the conversations that are taking place in Vienna, what is Kerry saying? Well, Assad can stay for the foreseeable future. So why is that? Because the Russians have pretty much said to the United States, you've got Assad or ISIS. ISIS or Assad, you make the choice. So now we're on the Assad side. We're, in fact, on the Russian side, the Iranian side. And what we're finding is, this is interesting because There is no force that's fighting ISIS. We've got forces that are supporting Assad, but who is fighting ISIS? The Peshmerga? Well, they're fighting with World War II vintage weapons, and certainly the United States is not providing the aid that's necessary. The Iraqi army? Well, we've already seen what the Iraqi army is all about. By and large, even with the modest successes they've had recently, this is not a real army. So we're talking about the forces that are arrayed against ISIS not being very serious about dealing with this problem. The Turks are far more interested in preventing a Kurdish state. And, of course, the Russians themselves have only one goal, and that is the maintenance of Assad. So it's a curious kind of development that's taking place with no one really providing the leadership in dealing with ISIS.
Right, and so that means that ISIS can continue to flourish because, let's face it, they have sexy, fabulous ways to recruit. I hate to say it, Herb, but I've seen it. I've seen the propaganda, and they really encourage and hit young people, especially those males that we're talking about, that think that this is all glory and we're there, and they're just going to get better at this recruiting, I think. What do you think?
Well, Kate, look, if you're a misfit and you're 15, 16 years old, you don't have a girlfriend, and you're not doing particularly well in school, and you don't have any future, you read these websites and you see, oh, there's adventure, and I have sex, and I have guns. Now, say that to a typical 15, 16-year-old, sex, guns, and adventure. Well, I mean, that sounds pretty attractive. They're going to give you a concubine as soon as you arrive. And after all, even if you lose your life, you're going to paradise. And the paradise will be even more desirable than what you're facing in this world. So from the standpoint of this kid who has no future, this seems like a very desirable direction for him. And that's one of the reasons why recruitment has taken place and why thousands of young people, young misfits, generally end up with ISIS. Now, they don't realize they're the walking dead. They have no future. They are going to be dead. They're going to be killed. And if they're not killed now, they will be killed very soon. But that's not part of the website. This is not part of the enticement. The enticement is adventure and sex. As I said, for a 15, 16-year-old, this can be very, very compelling.
Absolutely. You said it best, and that's what I saw, same thing. So now what do you make, given what the setup is and what we've just talked about, the Saudis and Iran, Donald Trump running for president comes out today and says, oh, I support the Saudis. What happens here in this juxtaposition of these two powerful countries?
Well, what happened is with the execution of al-Nima is that you have created tension between Iran and the Saudis that could have significant reverberations across the Middle East. And let me explain why. The eastern part of Saudi Arabia, where the oil fields are located, is Shia territory, notwithstanding the fact that Saudi Arabia is a Sunni nation. Now, one of the arguments that's made by the Iranians is we need ethnic unification. We want to unite the Shia of our nation with the Shia of Saudi Arabia. Why? Imagine this scenario where the oil fields of Saudi Arabia come within Iranian grasp, as well as the oil fields in Iraq and the oil fields in Iran. That's 70% of the world's oil supply. The Russians would be thrilled because they've got their arrangement with Iran. And what you now have is oil prices not at $38 a barrel, but at $150 a barrel, which is, of course, the kind of hard currency that Putin needs to sustain his economy and precisely what the Iranians need in order to bring themselves up to a level where they can sustain their arrangement with the population. So, again, you know, it's very, very interesting to see how things are unfolding. But the role of Saudi Arabia is critical. And you can also see that Saudi Arabia is in a fragile position. King Salman is suffering from dementia. If you were to just open the curtain, you would see that the next generation is already competing for leadership in the future. And they're going to kill one another off if necessary. But there's going to be a war that's taking place just below the surface. You've got the rise of secular influences, and you've got the rise of ISIS within Saudi Arabia. You also have a border dispute because Yemen is going to be controlled by the Houthi that is led by the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. So you've got problems on the south. You've got problems on the east with the oil fields and the Iranian desire for ethnic unification. And you have internal problems of the kind that I've described. Well, this is a fractured nation. If I had to make some wager on the future, I would say we're going to see a very different Saudi Arabia in the next year or two.
Yeah. We're speaking with Herb London. He is the president of the London Center for Policy Research here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Herb, having said all that, and we look at what we're in the middle of this now, what I call the results season, because we get into the primaries, in your opinion, as we deal with some very serious issues that will have massive effects to all of us here in the United States, even what you just said there, can you imagine if Russia gets its wish and we're talking about a barrel of oil being 150 a barrel? That's crazy. So that would have implications here in the United States. Who is the best person to lead the nation, or do we really know?
I don't think we know. And again, there's a lot that happens during the course of a campaign that's very different from the governance position that one is in when you move into 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. There's a lot that can be said during the course of a campaign. There are a lot of silly things that are said. There are a lot of bombastic claims that are made. But when you're dealing with the constraints of reality, the world is very different when you enter the presidency. So a campaign is not quite the same as a governance position. And it's very important for people to understand that. How do you make a judgment? It's very difficult to say. All I can tell you is that a debate format is not the ideal way to determine who's going to be your best president. Because the debate, if it's merely a debate, then the winner of the Oxford Debating Society should be the next president of the United States. I mean, yep. It's kind of silly to think that because of debating skill, then that person is necessarily the one who should be the leader of the country. I mean, there are a number of interesting Republicans. Would they be in a position of leading the country effectively? It's very hard to say. In the case of Mr. Trump, he's getting all of the airtime. He's taking the oxygen out of the campaign. Could he provide the leadership that's necessary? Based on some of the outrageous things that he said, I'm doubtful. But again, there's no question he is the manifestation of the anger that exists in the country, the belief that Washington can't accomplish anything, the belief that even when the Republicans have control of both houses, they're not in a position of bringing about the kind of change that people want. So I understand the Trump phenomenon. Is he in a position to provide the leadership? Very hard to say. Again, you know, I'm not thrilled about some of the comments that have been made that are patently absurd. But on the other hand, you know, it's very difficult to know how things are going to unfold in this primary season. And if Cruz wins in Iowa, as I believe he will, and again, you have someone like Trump who wins in New Hampshire, then it's an open race. Then a lot of things can happen in the next primary in South Carolina. So it's very difficult to know how things are going to shake out. And it's very difficult for me to answer the question, who is the best of these candidates in providing the leadership that's necessary? The one thing that I can tell you is it's going to be very difficult for the successor to Obama to reverse some of the things that have been put in place. There's a loss of confidence on the world stage. There's a belief that the United States is not the nation it once was. There is the belief all through the Middle East that you cannot count on the United States. And I'll give you one illustration without taking up too much of your time. Late night Egyptian TV, there's a character like Jay Leno or one of these late night talk show hosts. And he says to his audience, oh, ladies and gentlemen, we have the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt that wants to kill our president. We have internal problems of an extraordinary variety. We are fighting a war in the Sinai. We have ISIS that wants to kill us and destroy our society. And we have Al-Qaeda that wants to kill us and destroy our society. But the president of the United States has an answer for it. He has a solution. It's called climate change. And they start to laugh. Now, it's amazing to me that the president of the United States has become a laugh line. I consider it humiliating as an American. But yeah. This is a view that is widely held throughout the Middle East. And people do not understand the difficulty that you have in trying to reestablish ties to countries that once counted on us.
Yep,
the consequence of that is that it's going to be very difficult to reverse the trend lines that have been put in place by Obama. So no matter who the next president is, he's got a formidable task before him, or she has a formidable task before her.
Yep, no kidding. Great stuff. Herb London, thank you so much. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Look forward to it. All the best.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's a perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
America tonight. But wake up. I hope you're listening. It's one of my favorite things that we do here on the show because I get to drag Nathan into the shenanigans. It's a little segment I like to call Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! Hey, Nathan, how are you?
Hey. I'm good. How are you, Kate?
I'm really good. I don't know why, but I'm good. I think because Izzy came back. You know, we like Izzy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun to hear Izzy. And then she tells us she's leaving us again. It's like we're jilted by her. It's just the worst feeling. But that's okay. We're glad she came back and called us.
She'll keep doing it.
She'll keep doing it, yeah. She'll come back again. We know it. She'll come back when Hillary Clinton, her favorite, is elected president.
alternate dimensions.
That's right. That's right. That's what she's thinking right now. She's still listening. All right. So let's start with this. How about this from kind of strange news? And there's a lot of strange news out there. It's because it depends on your interpretation. That's why we do fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo. That's the idea of the whole deal here. So start. I guess let's start with this. What do you make of North Korea saying they conducted a successful H-bomb test? All of a sudden, just we claim we did it. It's miniaturized. So like miniaturized, like a teeny tiny, I don't know, pin. I would have to assume it's a little bit bigger than that. There was people watching on a big screen, apparently. How about this all of a sudden coming out of left field, if you will?
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah.
Left field. I remember being stuck out in left field. They had good reasons to put me out there.
Yeah, so I'm going to say... Shredded. This is just what happens in North Korea.
I'm gonna go with bingo fruits and nuts.
Yeah, bingo fruits. So we got it all in there. We've covered it all with that.
Yep.
Yeah. Strange, absolutely, to say the least. One of my favorite things to talk about these days is because I'm becoming a little more tech savvy. Believe it or not, it's. Technology is good when you can get a handle on it, I guess. That's the deal. How about this? Toyota is spending $1 billion, Nathan, to develop the all-driven cars and robots for your house. So basically, you don't have to do much. You got to just slide that little booty into the car, takes you where you want to go, and then you're going to have robots in the house. So you have more time to watch that tube, I guess.
You said it was Toyota that picked that up?
Toyota. Smart peeps are saying, because, you know, they're having a big technology show in Vegas, that it's a CES show in Vegas. They're opening that old expression, the kimono, a little bit to tell us what's happening. And they're talking about driverless car technology. And they're saying that, you know, it's been an interesting robotics challenge, but they're going to have these self-driving cars. And that besides that, they're going to have inside the homes, they're going to have truly autonomous robots that can do all kinds of things for you.
Not
you don't have
surprised.
To do anything.
I mean, that's
yeah.
This has been kind of dreamt and talked about since the futurists of the 40s and 50s now.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's just, I think it's interesting that Toyota got it. Not that there aren't, you know, not that they aren't understandably probably qualified, and that's pretty cool. I can't do anything but bingo on that, really.
Yeah, because it was bound to happen, and so now let's see how readily available. They say they're going to be doing it so that it's affordable.
I mean, yeah, do you think there is another company that could have, that would have
could've,
maybe
yeah,
seemed
tried
like
to
they
do it.
Would do a better job or a different job?
I don't know. That's interesting. I think that there are going to be a lot of companies that go for that, and that technology is where there's massive development and everybody trying to trip over each other to be the first to market. You know, that the first to market is always the best, but it's going to be about affordability. It depends on who's your market. I mean, are you playing up to the people who, I don't know, who make a lot of money or the people who can afford the car? So there's still a lot of question marks. And it makes sense. Toyota would probably be affordability is what I think. So I think it's a bingo. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll like this one. A Pennsylvania company that publishes business newsletters is going to have to pay about $1.75 million to thousands of employees who had to clock out while going on short breaks, including clocking out for going to the bathroom. I have to go to the bathroom. Will you clock out? That's what they made them clock out for everything.
This was a what company?
It was a company in Philadelphia, a publishing company. They do business letters, newsletters. And they didn't want anybody taking bathroom breaks. It's called American Future Systems. And everybody had they have 6,000 employees in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Ohio. And between 2009 and 2013, this is how they were all treated with breaks.
Awesome.
I love that they won that suit. Potty break? Check out.
Yeah. Yeah, come on.
That's ridiculous.
That, I mean, oh, the publishing company is the one who's trying to pinch. I can't imagine why they would need to pinch pennies. I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't understand that either.
I mean, maybe they don't have money for the paper products you use in the bathroom. I don't know.
Could be that's why. Unfortunately, a big flub up. All right, how about this? Wednesday's Powerball jackpot is up to $450 million. The odds of you winning the Powerball, having the winning magical golden ticket that has you check out of everything, basically, and you can just afford to do whatever you want, means that, you know, this is an extraordinarily high number, and they know they're going to have people that are lined up to try to get their hands on tickets. So we'll see. Powerball sold in 44 states, Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Can you even imagine? You know, that's that question. What if your $4 won you millions of dollars? The odds are so stacked against you, it would be, I think, insane to think of winning it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Maybe if I landed on something that, you know, I could make into an account that I never had to ever think about, and someone just went and bought the tickets for me using that account, that would be great. But otherwise, shred it. I mean,
shred it.
We talk about the lottery all the time and how it sounds really good. What would you take the full lump sum or out in payments?
Oh no, I'd take the full lump sum, and I would, because then pay the taxes and get it out of my face and plop it somewhere, and take care of, you know, people around me or whatever. Especially if it's an enormous amount of money, because what money is, we attach too much to money. Money just basically means if you have a lot of it, you have more freedom to hopefully give it away and help people and choose to do more of what you want to do. So I would just get that out of my face, get the whole Uncle Sam thing done instead of the payout, because you don't know how long you're going to live anyway.
Yep. I'm
right
there. Agreed.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's our last one, and it has to do with a ship, the USS Georgia. A November accident cost a sub-commander his job, and it'll cost you and I, Nathan, taxpayers, $1 million. The captain of the ship struck a channel buoy and grounded it, returning to port in Georgia. Whoops, that is a flub. You know, the dumb things I shouldn't have done, that kind of would fall into that category. So I'm going to say, well, what can they do? Shred it.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. What can you do at that point?
It's an accident. I mean, it's terrible.
Yeah.
You know, it was dark. It was in the morning. So, yes, this is a guy who should know that, but everybody has a bad day now and then. Doesn't always cost you $1 million, though.
Yep.
Thanks for listening. Thanks, Nathan. Thanks to all of you.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.